Hello and welcome to Background Briefing. I'm Ian Masters, and today we'll examine a number of stories and issues in the news. We'll begin with the unprecedented vote tomorrow to hold the Attorney General in contempt of Congress based on trumped-up false charges pushed by the NRA, who are the main reason why illegal guns flow unfettered into Mexico. Yet the NRA is rounding up votes in Congress to blame Eric Holder for allowing guns to cross the border. Dennis Hennigan, the author of Lethal Logic, Exploding the Myths That Paralyze American Gun Policy, joins us to discuss this breathtaking exercise of cynicism and hypocrisy underway on Capitol Hill. Then we'll look further into the disgraceful display of posturing and grandstanding in the House, who, instead of voting on making student loans more affordable and available, are engaged in a spurious partisan witch hunt. David Halperin, a senior fellow at Republic Reports, joins us to discuss a real scandal involving student loans, where the biggest beneficiaries of the GI Bill, which is designed to help veterans, turns out to be the largely fraudulent for-profit college racket, which is raking in billions in taxpayer money while ripping off vets. Then finally, as Turkey escalates its warnings to Syria following the shooting down of a Turkish warplane, we will look into reports that question the plane's mission, which by some accounts might have been a provocation. Asli Bali, who is a professor at the UCLA School of Law, joins us to discuss military escalation on the 550-mile-long border that Turkey shares with Syria. Joining us now is Dennis Hennigan, who is the vice president of the Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence and founder of the Center's Legal Action Project. He is the author of Lethal Logic, Exploding the Myths That Paralyze American Gun Policy. Welcome to Background Briefing, Dennis Hennigan.
It's nice to be with you, Ian.
And Dennis, there's a really outstanding article at Fortune, The Truth About the Fast and Furious Scandal. Very, very thorough investigative piece of journalism by Catherine Eben. And I hope people in this country read it, because this whole idea that the United States Senate is going to waste their time tomorrow with holding the Attorney General in contempt, which is unprecedented, and a cabinet member in the United States has never been held in contempt by the Congress, and yet they're going to do it tomorrow, and largely because the NRA is rounding up the votes.
Well, you know, this is the best illustration I can think of why the American people are so dissatisfied with the way Washington works. Here you have this Fortune investigative piece that calls into question, you know, whether this so-called gun walking that was the subject of this alleged scandal ever actually occurred. I mean, the allegation here is that ATF knowingly allowed guns to cross the border, guns that they should have otherwise interdicted. But what this article points out is that our gun laws are so weak in this country that it's not at all clear that they would have had the legal authority to do this, to interdict them, that there was no purposeful walking of guns across the border. It was simply that ATF was incapable of doing its job because they've been handcuffed by our weak gun laws. But I think you really used the right word in your introduction. This is a celebration of Washington hypocrisy. These Republican leaders in the House, who are feigning so much concern over the approximately 2,000 guns that were the subject of this fast and furious operation that went into Mexico, sit on their hands and do absolutely nothing to pass stronger gun laws that would deal with the other 68,000 guns that have been trafficked from border state gun shops into Mexico over the last 4 years. Right now, straw buyers for these traffickers can walk into a Texas gun shop and walk out with 10 semi-automatic assault rifles equipped with high-capacity ammunition magazines. It should not be possible to buy a single assault rifle anywhere in this country. And for 10 years, it was in fact illegal for gun dealers to sell these weapons of war. But because of the gun lobby and its lackeys in Congress, that ban was not renewed. And you've got people like Daryl Issa, Speaker Boehner, You've got the other Republican leaders in the House who could expedite that kind of legislation to passage in an instant and who will do nothing to actually curb the problem. All they want to do is to find some way to cook up some kind of scandal to damage the Obama administration.
Again, I'm speaking with Dennis Hennigan, who is the vice president of the Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence and founder of the Center's Legal Action Project. He's the author of Lethal Logic, Exploding the Myths That Paralyze American Gun Policy. Now, the Fortune article, The Truth About Fast and the Fast and Furious Scandal, just to give you, just to set up some of the context for this article, quoting from it. The Mexican government has estimated that 2,000 weapons are smuggled daily from the United States into Mexico. The ATF is hobbled in its efforts to stop this flow. No federal statute outlaws firearm trafficking, so agents must build cases using a patchwork of often toothless laws. For 6 years, due to Beltway politics, the Bureau has gone without permanent leadership, neutering it in its fight for funding and authority. The National Rifle Association has so successfully opposed a comprehensive electronic database for gun sales that the ATF's congressional appropriation explicitly prohibits establishing one. Now, is that a part of the Tyhart Amendment?
Actually, it's not. That was in existence long before the Tyhart Amendment.
Well, tell us about the Tyhart Amendment, because I think it's so egregious. It gives the audience an idea of how the NRA have successfully hobbled the ATF.
Yes, the Tyhart Amendment is one of the more recent enactments done at the bidding of the NRA. And what it did was it restricted public disclosure of data having to do with crime gun traces. The ATF has a huge database of information about crime guns that shows, for example, that a relatively small percentage of American gun shops account for a huge percentage of crime guns, which tends to suggest that we have a problem with rogue gun dealers, which ATF is unfortunately ill-equipped to shut down because they simply don't have the adequate legal power. And I have no doubt that some of those rogue gun dealers are aiding and abetting these traffickers to the Mexican cartels. The American people used to know a lot more about these patterns of gun trafficking because this data was readily available to researchers, to groups like ours, to law enforcement, to use the data to learn. But the NRA would rather pursue a know-nothing policy. They don't want the American people to understand how the illegal market in this country is fueled by rogue gun dealers, because that would say that the dealers have responsibility. In fact, the whole industry has responsibility because they knowingly sell to these dealers.
Yeah, but Dennis,
why it is very threatening to the gun lobby, and so they shut down public access to it.
But there is nothing more important than crime guns. They are the evidence. They've been used to murder people.
That's
and,
right.
And those are the things that law enforcement needs to try. I mean, we all watch those TV shows.
Yes. And
but it's not real. I mean, in other words, they can't share, the cops can't share this information.
And by definition, we're not talking about the guns used by law-abiding citizens. These are guns that have already been associated with criminal activity, found at crime scenes, taken from suspects. And much can be learned by tracing those guns to their origin to find out how they got into the hands of the criminals.
Sure, and the NRA...
And the NRA doesn't want people to know it.
And so let's then talk about what the NRA has done in terms of preventing... First of all, they've made sure the ATF hasn't had a leader now for over a decade, it seems.
Yes, I mean, the NRA has a long history of doing everything in their power to ensure that ATF is weak, that they do not have the adequate tools to enforce our gun laws, and that they are, in fact, intimidated, so that if they do enforce our gun laws, the NRA will threaten their appropriations through their, again, their control of these congressional representatives.
And that's basically what this whole Fast and Furious manufacture scandal is about, is that it's attempting to hobble them and discredit them even further. But what about the NRA's successful ability to stop the comprehensive electronic database of, on gun sales.
Well, you know, it's ridiculous because it's a product of the NRA's paranoia about gun records. The NRA deals very well in fear, and what they have tried to do is to generate among gun owners fear that if the government has records that establish who owns what guns and when they own them, the same way that the government has records of who owns what cars, that if they have those records, why the government will turn around and they will confiscate those guns. And so this paranoia is used to defeat any effort to have comprehensive record keeping that would enhance crime gun tracing and that would also establish the accountability of people for what happens with their guns. If one of your guns is used in a criminal act, we ought to be able to establish whether you're accountable for that gun at all, or whether, in fact, you might have sold it to somebody else, or you might have lost it or had it stolen. We ought to have the records to know that kind of thing in an instant. That would be in the interest not only of law enforcement in catching the criminals, but also in the interest of law-abiding citizens who want to be able to establish that they had nothing to do with that gun being at a crime scene. But this kind of accountability is impossible because the NRA has blocked every effort to create the kind of comprehensive record keeping that would allow it.
Well, as I say, as I mentioned, this article in Fortune, the truth about the Fast and Furious scandal, is so important for people to understand, and because all of the microphone has been in the hands of Daryl Issa, and the conservative world, the bubble created by Fox, they all believe this stuff. That this is the new Watergate and that Obama's covering up something dreadful here, and there's absolutely no there. And in fact, the real lesson is that it is the power of the NRA that has hobbled the ATF so much, and this whole phony scandal has hobbled them even further. And meanwhile, the guns, these automatic weapons, are crossing the border, and you know, in this article it points out that that the ATF found a young homeless guy paying $10,000 for a sniper rifle with a 50-caliber sniper rifle that could take down a 747. That's how the criminals are operating.
Well, that's right, and it shouldn't even be possible to buy a 50-caliber sniper rifle in this country. And there is legislation pending in the U.S. House that would ban those kinds of guns, but the very Republican leaders who are pursuing Attorney General Holder are the very people who will block any effort to push legislation like that through the U.S. House of Representatives. And I can't emphasize enough the rank hypocrisy of these people who sat in a joint session of Congress 2 years ago and heard the President of Mexico pleading with the Congress to do something to strengthen U.S. gun laws to prevent the slaughter of his citizens. And I have every reason to believe that Speaker Boehner and Daryl Issa and Leader Cantor sat on their hands when he made that plea, and they have done nothing to respond to his plea, and nothing to save the lives of those Mexican families and other American law enforcement who have been killed by guns that have nothing to do with Fast and Furious.
Well, and meanwhile, of course, the NRA are rounding up votes, and particularly Democratic votes, for tomorrow's unprecedented censure of a cabinet member, in this case, the Attorney General Eric Holder. I mean, I can't recommend this article in Fortune enough, because it really does, for the first time, show you the utter absurdity of these claims. And it also, I think, to some extent, it makes CBS look bad, because they got taken in by a disgruntled ATF agent who gave them this extremely biased piece of evidence that they ran with that turns out to be bogus.
Yes, and also part of this history is that this alleged scandal first surfaced in the far right-wing blogosphere. In fact, on a website that is controlled by the very individual who called on people to throw bricks through the glass windows of Democratic headquarters around the country at the height of the health care debate. And in fact, there were many attacks on Democratic headquarters across the country in response to that. So this all originated with the far militia right, and that should be kept in mind as well.
Well, Dennis Hennigan, I guess tomorrow they're going to vote to censure the Attorney General. But do you think this story, like the piece of investigative journalism that Fortune magazine's done, the truth about the Fast and Furious scandal, you think it's eventually going to come out?
I think that it's a very significant story, and I wouldn't be surprised if it inspires other outlets to do follow-up investigations. We still are awaiting the Department of Justice Inspector General's report on this, and that may also clarify some matters. But this Fortune article presents a completely different perspective, because all that Daryl Issa heard was one side of the story, and apparently there are ATF agents in that Phoenix office who will completely contradict the testimony of the agents that some of the agents that appeared before ICE's committee. So we're not to the bottom of this yet, and it'll be very interesting to see what develops.
Well, thank you for joining us, Dennis Hennigan.
My pleasure.
Again, I've been speaking with Dennis Hennigan, who's the vice president of the Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence and the founder of the Center's Legal Action Project. He's the author of Lethal Logic, Exploding the Myths That Paralyze American Gun Policy. We're going to take a brief station break, and we'll be back talking about how the GI Bill meant to help veterans is being used to make the for-profit college racketeers rich.
Shot the sheriff, but I swear it wasn't self-defense. Ooh, 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 yeah. I said, I shot the sheriff.